This is a homage beat.
Hey, what's going on, Josh Collins?
What's up, man? How y'all doing out there, man. Beautiful listeners?
Welcome back.
Nighttime. Nighttime.
Finish Works brand.
Yeah, yeah.
A Milk First Solid Food, man. Thank you for your ear.
Yeah.
Bless all of y'all, man.
Bless all of y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Whenever you listen to this, this is, what time is it?
Yeah, 9:44 on a Thursday night.
Yeah. So we just want to say thank y'all. We got a little, we got off a little bit. The week been a little weird, but as far as just our scheduling, but we don't need it for you, right? You want to go into that this week?
Yeah, why not?
You know, we're here. Why are we late, Courtney? Tell us about your great week.
Oh, excellent, super duper excellent week, man. We sent the kids to Evansville, man. They spent a little bit of time, man, with my in-laws, my wife's side of the family. Got a chance to visit with them. Get a breather from the norm, you know, always up under my mom and dad. So me and my wife took that opportunity to really date. And, man, we felt like kids again, man, like when we first met. Dating, laughing, giggling, shopping, going everywhere. And just seeing the growth in our relationship, man, over the years, man. Like, we're really best friends, you know. 7th year of marriage coming up November 9th. So,
congratulations.
Appreciate that.
Big deal, that's great.
Because, you know, For those of the listeners that follow the brand, that listen to these podcasts as well, too, you know, Jay and I were very transparent, you know, as far as being men of God and believers, man, and some of the, you know, strongholds that we dealt with in our lives and have overcome from our view of women, from looking at pornography and things of that nature. You know, I was very ignorant in the relationship or just the dating process, you know. I didn't look at her as a piece of meat, but that thought was always there, you know, in the sense like, hey, you're here to gratify me. And it's nothing like that. You know, I look at her as a partner, a confidant, a rib, a helpmeet, you know what I mean? And this weekend just solidified that. I mean, we finished each other's sentences. We laughed, man. It was just an awesome, awesome, awesome time. So, can't wait for many more days like that. And yeah, man.
How many days y'all have free without the kids?
Yeah, we have.
Snuck off,
man, and went to one of our favorite restaurants down here in Indy, man. I took her to one of our low key favorite cupcake spots down here.
Okay. What is on?
Down
in Indianapolis, right?
Flying Cupcake. So if you ever in the tri-state area, Mass Ave, North Illinois Street, also Castleton area as well, man. Super duper good cupcake. You want to at least go twice out of the year. I've just been big on that because I went to the dentist a couple weeks ago. So I'm trying to watch my sugar intake, man. So, but a dope spot
for you. Oh, good stuff, man. Good stuff. So y'all got QT time too, man.
Super QT time. It's different.
Which is needed.
It's different, Josh, man. Because when you ask for a wife and a family, man, you're asking for a selfless lifestyle. You know what I mean? So it's no longer about you, your dreams, your admirations. Those are put on the back burner. You know, you try to, you know, juggle and do a lot of things at once, like we're doing now with this podcast at night, pumping out content, getting ready to launch some big news here in the weeks to come. But, you know, everything takes time now. So time management, putting things at the forefront that's really important, that's necessary to keep everything, you know, afloat. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's a group effort, man, but we definitely are making time for each other purposely.
Thank God for grandparents and just people who watch your kids, yeah, babysitters. You know so what I'm saying? Shout out to them. What's something that, if you don't mind sharing, what's something that y'all kind of been neglectful on because of, you know, the situations, work and kids, that was, besides all that, like something that you was happy to get back to?
The QT time, man. That's something that I really treasure, and really the communication, just the small things in a relationship, man. Because, you know, a lot of our time is, you know, when we spend on the phone is if we ain't talking about, you know, budgets and what this kid did or this kid did or how much this kid resembles me, you know. Adulting, you know what I mean? But when we got back to the nooks and crannies of what brought us together and how God played a significant role in keeping us together, man, we cherish those moments. And then just making time for one another, man, is real key. Because that was being real neglected just from the hustle and bustle of our schedules, you know. You and I are both busy individuals, man. You know, we pretty much work 12-hour shifts, man, Monday through Saturday. So I try to at least force myself to stay up, man, after we tag team and get the kids, you know, bathe and put down to go to, you know, sleep. You know, we watching House Hunters, you know, we reading books, we praying, we laughing, we going over, you know, our days and, you know, just dreaming about what we want here in the future, God willing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that because that's a hard part about, well, that is adulting, you know, time management, and especially when you have a family, man, trying to do everything, like, and I mean everything, you know, things you might believe God put on your heart, even though, you know, being a husband, there's one.
Mm-hmm.
You got pumps, you know what I mean? So, all right, kudos to y'all. I can't wait to have one of them days or weeks, you know. Be nice to get a week, though. 5 days. Shoot. You feel like you got no kids. I mean that in respect. But, you know, when it's been a while, man, it's true. Like, we know the kids cool. We're going to call and check on them. But we're about to enjoy this. Because you already know when the kids come back, it's like when Stone Cold broke that glass and he came out through the tire trial. You know, it's about to be a whole bunch of hoopla, man.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Oh, I wish I could put a
sound right
here, man. Come on with it. Come on with it, Anchor App. I need that soundbite of that glass shattering with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
So legendary,
I wish,
man,
I could put that right there. Oh, my goodness, man. I heard that live. Man, I went crazy.
I never got the experience it live, man.
Oh, my goodness. WWF / WWE, man.
Nothing like it.
Nothing like it. I'm talking about kids everywhere. On a school night, because it was Monday. Oh, nothing like it, man. I'm talking about, I seen them all, man. I seen Stone Cold and The Rock go at it when I was down in Atlanta. Me and my boy Shamari, we used to go twice a year, man. Man. Come back to school geeky because we had something to talk about. Everybody else is talking about, you know, school. So we talking about, man, remember this? No social media. Memory game was on 100. I remember everything, man. I can't bear. I barely can remember a number right now, man. I'm laughing, but it's sad, but I'm laughing at it. But yeah, man, no social media. I think I got a few pictures, but
back
crazy,
then,
man.
Though, man,
I remember that.
I didn't get to experience that, like the Attitude Era. But rest in peace to my grandpa Gasman.
Oh,
he used to take us, man, back when it was WWF, Junkyard Dog, Ultimate Warrior, Razor Ramon, Bret Hart, before like the Titantron. I got to see that. Shout out to Razor Ramon too. And I remember my cousin Ashley, because he was always, we was in the house nosebleed section, man. Also Shawn Michaels, man, one of my favorite wrestlers. And I remember being at the Memorial Coliseum, and they were here and hearing the music, man, and the atmosphere, man. It was real dope.
Man, you just said something that kind of reminded me of something. Like just the timing, you spend the time with your wife, and just the time and the time management that our parents or your grandpa, right? You said, yeah, that your grandpa sacrificed to spend with us. And you said y'all was in the nosebleed, but it didn't even matter, man. It was just that moment, just that time, man. Just that time. It didn't even matter, you know. If you was on the floor, great. But hey, we was there. So same thing for your wife. My wife too, man. I neglect sometimes. You know what I mean? Just it's just a moment, man. You want to just make that moment. It don't matter what's going on or you at the worst restaurant. It's just that moment. That's what it's about. That
Absolutely.
moment. Yeah, that moment. That moment is man, that's what we wanted as kids. I just want a moment with my dad. You know what I mean? I think that's what kids want, like with their parents. I just want a moment with my dad or my mom or a moment with my grandmother. It's just a moment. We just want one moment.
Yeah,
That's one reason.
time is
Go ahead, go ahead,
everything.
go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to just say, time is everything, man. You know, like my kids, I always make sure, man, when I get home, I either chase them around, we play football, or, and, you know, my wife, I think she gave in some years ago because there's certain things that she couldn't stop, knowing that they boys and they rough. We have our own WWE at the house, man.
Hold on, man. Let me add. Go ahead. I'm gonna add context, but it depends what you say.
Okay. Well, like normally, if my wife doesn't come and grab me from work, man, I either get on the scooter and come to the house, or I'll get on the bus or whatever, man. But they don't know that I'm coming, and it's to a point now where since I work so late, they always looking out the window. Where's dad at? Where's dad at? All right, he ain't here. But then I'll sneak in the house somehow, man, and I'll just surprise them. And it's probably going to end in a power bomb, a tour. I mean, I do every move that I know from wrestling that I grew up with. So when I sneak up on them and they scream, yell, they run from me. So just a little awesome time. It's those moments because they're not going to be little forever. So I try to make sure, man, that I spend that time with them if I can, knowing that I work long shifts, man. And it's really for them and the whole household, but those
Man,
times we cherish.
that hit me. That's why we supposed to start at like 9, but man, I was playing with Nori, man. I was listening to it's Billy Joel. Why should I worry? Why should I care? We singing that back and forth. Nori's my daughter, by the way, for the listeners. Yeah, man. Then I had to go get some pull-ups, man. Cause she potty trained until she go to sleep. But yeah, so just the moments, man. The moments. You're right, man. It's all about that moment. And back with y'all. Speaking of WWE, WWF. Y'all go hard, man. You and your boys, man. Listen, I wasn't prepared. Hey, to the listeners, I went to Courtney house one time. I ain't gonna say everything that happened. They went so hard, me and my daughter just sat on the end of the couch and just watched. Cause my daughter was like, "No, I can't hang with this." I told her they flying, like bodies flying through the air, like Rey Mysterio.
Oh, yeah.
Boys jumping on each other, man. Yeah, I wanted to jump in, but I got a little girl, she won't have that. So,
Right.
yeah, y'all go hard, man.
Yes, we do, man. Good times.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. What else, man? I don't want to, what else, man? What else happened in the week?
For me, well, like I said, spending time with the wife, but shopping. Man, what did I get? I got some new brush. I got a new brush. I got a new silky
Oh,
wave top.
yeah. Let's get on that, yo.
Yeah, we had a chat earlier today, man, because my man X came out of
Shout out to
the blue. Now,
X.
I'm a Harding dude. You know what I mean? So
Harding High School.
we talk trash, we joan, we do all of that, and we are annoying on purpose, man. I'm a ride on you just for GP, man, if you push my buttons. So, we've been having this competition since 2014. Now, X kind of put me back on game on getting waves, man, because at the time that I was getting waves, it was the ball fade. So you only had waves on top, And, you know, it's kind of like a military buzz cut, man, if you're Caucasian.
But no, they know. Yeah, yeah.
Got you. So I'm waving on top, but when I see my man X back in, you know, early, well, I'll say 2012, 2013, he was waving. I'm like, all right, let me get back.
Boys was waving with no pressure, though, man. You know what I mean? Boys was comfortable.
Yeah, but see, when I got on game, I need something to keep me going. So I just started making sly remarks and threatening people.
Yeah.
You know?
Let me say this, too. I know this is like, when y'all talk about waves, this is, like Paul said, we find common ground. And this, for us, we ain't playing sports no more. We all retired from sports. But, like, brushing our hair is something we all bond with, we talk trash with. And it's really a bonding brotherhood thing that we use.
Yeah.
So, yep. You know what I mean?
So he sent that picture, man, and he said, "Hey, I've been wolfing for a few weeks now, man."
X sent it like they look the same to me.
Right.
You ain't been doing nothing. He gonna hear this too. He did the same to me. X sent that picture like. Like, we gonna see a difference.
And but see, like, me, yeah, man, I like back. To call myself, I call myself the Vegeta of the wave game, bro. Because I've taken some major losses, man, talking trash, man. So, me, I'm at Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah, I get you that.
I'm at Super Saiyan 2 with the wave.
Yeah.
I'm going for the 540 pattern. And I'm almost there, man. My crown is almost swirling. You understand? So that's just something that we have camaraderie with.
Yeah,
also,
listen,
too,
man.
Go ahead.
I'll talk trash. Like, I got locks. I'm talking like I'm coming back. Only because I'm watching from the sideline. I'm like, I'll be tempted. I'm not going to front. I'll be like, man. Because
I
got.
Know you do.
It's just, man, it is way different. I mean, it was stuff out then, but like now. Man, it's hard not to have waves. If you can't get waves, man, you just gotta go bald, bro, or grow your hair.
Right. Right.
Cause I don't get it, man. I got brush after brush, product after product. I be looking like I'm coming. I be thinking about it too. The kids at the school know too. They know, man. I'm like, I'm just gonna come in here. These locks is gone.
Man, I'm not ready for that, man. I like the locks on you, man. As you know. Cause it just you remind me of Samson from the Bible, man.
Got you.
You know.
Wow. Wow.
So I like the locks on you. Plus, you know, and it's cool. I mean, you want to get back in? You can get these works too, man. I'm Super Saiyan too, man. I'm the Vegeta of the wave game right now, man. I'm Super Saiyan too. I'm really feeling myself, man. So. You can jump back in the water if you want, man.
I'm tempted, man. I already got my little stack, my setup of what I'm going to buy to get me back right. I just ain't going to say it. Hey, I'm going to be swaggy with the do-rags. I'm going to be swaggy. I already know. Hey, I'm going to be swaggy.
I got the pink boy girl over here, man.
I saw it. I was like, oh.
At True Blue Sinatra, man. Y'all want to see that? I got a video on there, man.
Listen.
540 in, man.
Listen,
silk
man.
Pink.
Listen. See, they ain't had a silk do-rag when I was, man. Oh, man. Yeah. Y'all killing it, man. It's just amazing how, like, hair bonds people and, bonds cultures, man.
Absolutely.
I love it. Like, I love it. I love it. I know, like, my uncle, my father-in-law be arguing with his brother about who got the best ball head. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Like, you ain't shining. You ain't shining on this part. Like, your stuff got to be glistening.
Yeah, Pop's ball head be on point.
Mr. Clean type of glistening.
Point. Yeah, be on point. You know, my pops is straight calling you. You got stubs. You know what I'm saying? You got stubs.
Yeah. Nah,
but yeah, man, it's just a bonding. It's just a tool we use to bond. It's a tool we use to kind of connect because we don't see each other like that. So we all connect. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know.
Even I got a cat in Evansville that I still threaten, man.
Yeah.
We still play the video game. So I'm huge on Smash Brothers, man. So I've been hitting my brother E2 down there. I said, hey, when you get your Nintendo Switch, go ahead and buy that new Smash Brothers so I can put these hands on you.
Yeah.
And download that Street Fighter World Edition for the Switch as well, too. I only play with a couple of fighters, man. But like you said, man, it's just finding common ground, man, and bonding with individuals, man. Like Paul said, man, you know, I become like those to win those over. Now, these individuals already won over, though. But just being diverse and not always in a box or in a specific category where I can't talk to you. Like, I love how you said with hair, man, you know, even with African American or Black Americans and European women, you know, we kind of share hairstyles and we kind of add and take from and whip it up and do it our way as well too. And we make it our own, you know what I mean? And it's not about biting or hating or trying to look or not recognizing who we are as a people or identity, man. It's just, hey, I can add to this. I can do this. I can flip it and make it my own, man. And it's a beautiful thing to see how the, you know, how the different styles and stuff, man, just going on the internet. Even on like Instagram, you see so many pictures, man, of even the, I guess it's like a t-shirt or females are like using yoga pants to wrap their hair up with now, man, to make it look like the little African tribes or whatever. I can't.
Oh, no.
I'm way off on it, but I've been seeing a lot of that now too, which is unique, man. And I mean, it's just dope.
Man, it is dope. That's what it's about, though, man. The reach, you know, people. You want to find common ground. I got an example of that. My class, man. There was a girl, and she's very, this is not a word, but for, you know, lack of a better term, she was like very standoffish in my class, man, my gym class. And I'm like, man, let me go speak to her. And I asked her, and I play music, I play a little bit of everything, man. And she said, "Can you play this song?" And I was like, "All right, let me." I looked it up, made sure it wasn't crazy, derogative or anything. But I played it, man, and cause she killed the whole workout. Mm-hmm. I bobbed my head, cause I'm just a sucker for drums. I'm a sucker for horns and keys. All right,
same here.
And so I think I like this. I'm just listening to the instrumentation of it. And that got her going, man. So, and then ever since that day, we've been good. We've been good. She come up to me. So, I mean, this kind of, that's softening her up. And I don't do it in a manipulative way, but in a way where I can, if I can't talk the gospel, I'm going to show her the gospel through my actions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, when we talk, she come up to me and just open that door. She would not speak to me for like 2 weeks, straight up. Just, you know, just like, yeah, here, okay. You know what I mean? Now it's Mr. Collins, you know.
Yep.
Or they call me Collins. Day. Yeah, it's from find common ground. I think that's a bridge that everyone should not. Like I said, manipulative. Don't be, you know, don't try to snake someone, but it's a good way to kind of soften people up. And then it shows you that you know, shows effort too. All right, he's trying. He's going to great lengths. You know what I'm saying? That's what it shows.
Right.
Shout out to Paul. That's what I got from Paul. That's what I got when Paul said that in the Bible. You know, finding common ground. And I ain't saying nothing sinful at all, but there's some stuff. We gonna talk about anime, we gonna talk about sneakers, whatever it is, but you know, what's the common ground between us? There's always a parallel between people.
Absolutely. And I think it's in Hebrews 12:14 says, you know, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. What's my last part? Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. So even as a male, man, like we talked about it. I mean, I got different styles, man, but in some of the areas in which I deliver in, you have rich and middle class that I deliver to. And some people don't like really speaking. So they'll always keep their head down. But when I catch their eyes, man, if it's 2 or 3 seconds, I'll make sure I smile real big. And that just always breaks the ice, man. Or I'll just say something witty. You know, I'm looking at logos on their clothes, from socks to shoes. You know, I'll just give out a compliment and people. And it's been moments where one small compliment, I'm knowing names, backgrounds, what they done went through. I work here. I got a guy that's a little bit taller than me, man, on my route at this apartment complex I deliver to. And, you know, he's having a real hard time of finding the blazer. So I'm putting him on game like you put me on game, Jay, with JCPenney. Like, hey, man, you can go here.
JCPenney.
Good deal, man. That's so clutch, JCPenney. But you can go over there and find you a blazer, man. And he's like, oh, man, we're just talking, you know what I mean? So, you know, just simple things like that, man, that go a long way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. Yeah. Absolutely. That's weird because it's Thursday. I keep thinking it's Thursday. Usually we do this on Tuesday night.
Yeah, man. However we can get it in. But, you know, like we said, man, thank y'all for rocking out with us. We just want to continue to stay consistent. Big things on the way as well. And, it's just a blessed time right now to be alive despite what's going on throughout the world. I kind of been plugged in as well, too, man, a little bit too much on the job. Not on purpose, though, but I want to send a shout-out to all the hurricane victims, man, south of us.
Yeah.
This Hurricane Mike, man. So praying for those individuals, man, to make it safe. For those that are staying there to brave the storm out, for those that are more fortunate, man, to skip state or go stay with some family, you know, out of state, that, you know, that their homes are, you know, not ravaged in the storm and they can go back to something. So send out a prayer to those individuals as well.
Yeah, prayers are with me. We had to get something out, though. We said we're going to be consistent. And in my opinion, it would just be a bad business move not to put something out. Like, we just too new. You know what I'm saying? Like, life happens, but we got to get something.
And we got to make time.
Yeah, man.
Even being on purpose with this, man, like we spoke about with being on purpose with the wives and making time, man. It's a time for everything. So we just want to be good stewards. Even if I do wake up, Lord willing, tomorrow tired, man, I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to complain, you know, for putting the effort in to do this, man. Like you said,
we're
juggling a lot of hats, man, but
not at all.
I think we find pride and joy of waking up, going to the job, man, and, you know, providing something, you know, being providers and protectors of our household, you know, wherever there's a need, it's always met, you know, and God is, you know, is gracious and faithful towards us, man. So I don't mind losing a little bit of sleep tonight, man, you know, to pursue the vision that he's given me and you, man, to impact lives and to continue to build this platform.
Because, man, I just want to take every opportunity that I can to use this, whatever gift people may see in us. Because sometimes I don't even see it or get it. I just know it's there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Or I don't understand it, you know, why people might gravitate to it, but I'm okay with that. I just want to use it for this voice of ours grows out of reach.
Right.
And, man, a rapper said that, like, a while ago, and that always stuck with me. I got to say it now for this voice grows out of reach.
Yep.
Like, man, I wish I could put that soundbite, too, at the end of the song.
Oh yeah, it's still evolving, man, so
for sure
they'll add that on, and we'll be able to hit y'all over the head with some crazy sound bites.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I thank you for you complimenting me on my locks, yo, and I'll say this and I won't go into depth of it, maybe someday when I feel like a little more comfortable, but I grew my hair out because of my mom, you know, just to find some common ground with my mom's. My mom, you know what I mean? We don't really talk, but she has long, beautiful locks. Actually, I think she trimmed them, but I'm sure they're still beautiful. Well kept locks, man. My grandmother too, but I never thought I would grow my hair out. And you know that, like you had, crazy thing, Courtney had hair and I did. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I never thought I was going to grow my hair out like this. So I just wanted to, you know, find common ground with my mom. And I still hope that works someday. So
Absolutely. That's what's up, man. Appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to say. Gosh. Yeah, you speaking of hair, you had the hair, man.
Yeah, I forgot till now. Man, I had braids in high school, then I cut those, and then I grew them back, man, like 07, 08 ish. Cut those things in what, 2012?
I feel like you had it for a while. When you cut your hair, I was like, man, I forgot what he looked like. That's probably how y'all feel about me right now, though.
Right. But I remember, because I know I'll probably never grow my hair back out again. So when I did cut my braids for the second time, I remember I got like every style that I can think of.
Yeah.
As he was cutting my hair, I said, hey.
Oh, I remember.
You remember? Hey.
Oh,
I got the Gumby. I got the Botch Fade with the Bishop from Juice, man. If y'all ever seen Juice, the movie with Tupac.
It is, name him, Google him. Name it.
Bishop.
Y'all go Google
it. Tupac Bishop. I had that haircut, man. That's what we called the Bishop. I had that. And I had the 90s jean jacket suit when I was in Evansville. I was really feeling myself when I got there.
Courtney got one haircut, but he had the barber give him every style before he cut all his hair off.
Yeah.
That's what he mean.
Yeah.
One haircut.
One
four styles, maybe five. I don't know. Four styles. Mike C, right? Mike C did it.
Yeah, Mike C did that.
Yeah.
And then
Mike
I had
C
my man Juan here in Indianapolis on the second time around do that for me. And yeah, it was because the truth be told, man, my wife was a little nervous, man, on the she's like, because I don't know what you look like without your hair on. You know, I don't want to be turned off from you, man, because we already married. Yeah. I was like, look, you're going to be all right. Trust me. Your boy's good on this end.
So, I'm handsome.
Hey, I'm handsome, man, without the hair. So, but she on me now, man, like with the waves. You know, and I be getting them a little comments. Shout out to my wife, Desiree. You spending over there.
No way, spend it.
Y'all spend it over here. You see me. Super Saiyan 2. Super Saiyan 2. You feel me? Super Saiyan 2. I'm out here, man.
That's funny. Usually it's the other way around, though, man.
Yeah.
You grow your hair out, and, you know, some women don't want you to grow.
Yeah.
Keep it short.
That ain't who I fell in love with. Who is this person walking through the door, man? It's like, look, you know, you going through a midlife crisis? Yeah. Like, nah.
Yeah, usually that's what it is. Like, going through something? You know what I mean? Like, nah, I just cut my hair.
Well, but hey, to be transparent, because, man, like, you know, everything wasn't always sugar falls and gumdrops, man. So we were a little bit struggling around that time, too.
Mm-hmm.
I went through a couple of jobs. Yeah, I was looking through a few job changes. So I'm like, I can't really upkeep the brace like that.
Oh, for sure.
I twisted like at least once a month or sometimes every other month because I always wanted to grow my hair out. Because I always kept my braids well-maintained anyway. Plus, I like that new growth coming in. So I would get certain designs. And then after a while, I'm like, oh, well, that money started to tie up. I'm like, yeah, ain't looking too good. I'm over here looking like a little, you know. I'm looking super rough, man. So I just went ahead and let him go. And then I started, you know, starting to fall out a little bit as well, too. I did let him go.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got back on game, it was a wrap. So
that is the thing with braids, man. You got to get them retwisted. Locks, man. You can get away. Me and my man Monty, talking about that. Like, man, you can just let them go and they still be cool. If you got length. If you ain't got no left and you in that short stage.
Short braids, man, they like ear level.
Not even that. The short one, like I can't.
The R. Kelly's. The R. Kelly's. He has some short braids.
Yeah, that's rough. That's with the locks too.
Yeah.
If they short, man, yeah, you got to just grind it out. But when they get a little, you get a little length, man, you can just rock them out. You ain't got to get them twisted like that.
Right.
Hey. Well, they short. I went through it. I almost cut my hair four times. Four times. I was just like, the lady that do my hair, she do retwist my hair, Sultani, straight from Jamaica. I was like, man, I don't know. She'd tell me, then you ain't deserve it then. You ain't ready for that grind then. So I looked at my hair, how like where I was at, man. I just kind of like made a parallel with that. Like I was like, I'm kind of in my career, what I'm doing now is like in the early stage. It was rough, a lot of growth, still growing, don't get me wrong. But I ain't had no, I ain't had no cushion. It was ugly for a while. My hair was the same way. So I just felt like that spiritually and physically, man. Just being honest.
Understood.
Then, just being honest, and you know, years went by, man. I grew, my hair grew, and Satana is like, your hair gonna help tell a story for you.
Then and that's what it's doing for me, man. That's why I'm like, I said earlier, I was just like, I don't know. I'm telling X, I'm like, I don't know, man, if he should cut it. I mean, I say keep it. I just at least want to see him. I want to see how long you gonna let him go before you do cut.
For sure. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, man. I do be seeing them brushes and them do-rags. There's a lot of people spinning, but yeah. I am enjoying the process of my locks, man.
Understood, man.
Yeah. And I do try to keep them like right though. This is where I work at. Cause there is like a cultural difference, you know.
Right.
A barrier, I should say. And you know, Caucasians might not understand that, but yeah, man, it's hair. It's hair. I also talk about my hair all the time though at the school, man. Especially when kids ask me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also a tool where one, I can make a bridge and unify, and I can make a bridge, unify, and talk about education, but like the differences and parallels between, you know, different races. So I've done that on sideline. You know, straight up, man, I've been able, and it's been good. I'm just super open about it, though. Some of it gonna sound rude, but sometimes it's just, they don't know.
Right.
I learned a few things too, you know, white dudes using clay in their hair. It's just, I don't know, it's just, I just use that, I'm open with that, and I just use it to grow and unify. I'm all about unification, so.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, man. Man, you want to come back or?
Yeah, you know, let's give y'all a real quick break, man, and we're gonna come back, man. We got another interesting topic, man. We want to really delve into, man. So okay. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial, man. You rocking with the Finished Works brand.
Hey, you sound like we on the show. Goodness, okay.
We are, sir. I like how I did that, though. Don't say too much.
This is a homage beat.
Yeah. Back at it. Segment two. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Finished Works Brand Podcast.
Brought to you by two special individuals.
I know it. Brought to you by Crest Toothpaste.
Finished Works Brand, the first blue part two, man. Welcome back, man. But yeah, pick up where you left off, man.
Yeah. No, I was saying, we had a little interruption too, so yeah, just link with us. Oh, we were saying though, if you know, you rock with us and you like this, please like and share, and you know, just do all those good deeds for us. And if not, this ain't for you. We just appreciate you giving us a try. You know what I mean? And I was telling my neighbor, man, I want my thinking and just how I feel. I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but I feel uncomfortable telling people to listen to the podcast. I really do. I just want it to be organic. I don't want to be that guy, you know, trying to pass out this mixtape in Times Square, New York. Hey, y'all listen to rap? Hey, check out my mixtape. Are you good? Hey, check out my mixtape. You know, I don't want to be like that. I just want it to be organic. And I do. I know it seems like this is like the least favorite form of communication, but I still think word of mouth has a place. You know what I mean? Especially in the Christian community. I do mm-hmm. believe that. So, and then I just want to, I want to make sure I'm not chasing followers.
Mm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm just burped. But I want to, and I don't even know what I'm saying is like the right thing, because I might be just trying to cover up an insecurity I have about approaching people talking about what I got going on in my business. Because that doesn't really make for the best business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to talk about what you got going, but I just want to make sure I don't follow. I'm not chasing followers. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That makes sense.
It does, though. I mean, you and I both feel the same way, but that's why, you know, you and I always make sure that whenever we are out and on our free time that we repping the brand, you know, we got apparel on. So when people ask about, hey, what's that? Then, you know, it leads into that type of conversation. You know what I mean?
See, and that's organic. I ain't just ain't about to knock on your door. You want to give my podcast a try, but at the same time, Courtney, I kind of respect the hustle when I see people doing it. I'm like, man, that's faith. I'm not saying faith in Christ, but that's some type of, I don't care. I just got to get this out. So, you know, that's my conundrum, right? That's a conundrum for me, man. Like, I guess I don't want to feel like I'm chasing followers, but I look up to the guy that's out there getting it in.
Right. And I guess it always looks at, you know, what type of business that he has or whatever. Hey, I'm offering a great service. I think I can really benefit you. And I'm so confident that I'm willing to knock on your door.
For
and
sure.
We are the same way as well, too. But I think what we're really dealing with as far as us, I won't say it's necessarily insecurity, man, but we just flow how we flow within the business model. You know what I mean? It's just, it's our mannerisms, how we really act. So I don't like being bombarded with information if I haven't gave consent for it. So I'm kind of the same way with the podcast. Mm. You know what I mean? Just like, I want to be able to share it and using discernment. Okay, if you're excited about Christianity, what God is doing, and you see what I got on, or you're interested in me, I got this sales going in too. So it's really, like I said, word of mouth, you know, and just really selling ourselves, but being genuine in the process. So, and like we asked earlier, if you're led and if it's on your heart, man, that you want to share what Jay and I have going on, then do that. You know, if not, that's fine too. I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't rock with, that I don't support, you know, it might not be my cup of tea, and that's fine. You know what I mean? But that's why that hashtag is for who is for, man, is really symbolic. It's really biblical. I mean, if you ever read the Gospels, man, Jesus always said, you know, he that hath the ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So when we say it's for who is for, man, it might not be for you, man. It might be for somebody else, and that's cool. But it costs you nothing to show love. So for individuals that only can really remember us from the last expressions that we left upon them, whether that be a decade ago, years ago, when we were somewhat on the same playing field as you as far as not knowing Christ or not really having the Bible validated in our lives, it's going to be a little bit weird for you to really try to connect with us now, because you're still holding us in that same light. So if the Bible is true, which we, you know, Jay and I believe it is, though, you know, if any man be found in Christ, he's a new creation. So, you know, a lot of life has happened from the time that you see myself or Josh. You know, we went through the ringer individually that grounded us in Christ. You know, our experience was for our well-being, which is an anchor for us to, you know, stay in the Lord. So,
yeah.
We're still the same individuals from a silly standpoint, but now it's mature. You know, it's been in that crock pot, you know, for a day. It's tender now. You know what I mean? You're going to get all of that, man, but you're going to get some substance now. You know, because you're like, you know, we've seen a lot of things now from, you know, people that we love and are close to us die now. We're getting older. We're seeing a lot of things now. You know, what? How is this thing going to end now? You know what I mean? And what we're reading, yeah. man. So, you know, it was just a good maturity level. I mean, I want to change it for the world, man. You know, it's this side of the pillow, man, is so cool, man. And I don't think I want to flip the other one back over and lay on that again.
Yeah, it's like when, you know, Christ became Christ, you know what I'm saying? Like, and the people in, you know, Galilee was like, man, nah, that's Joseph.
Right, you know what,
you know what I'm saying? Nah, man, when he, you know, he evolved on the strength of God, of course, he became God, let me get that. And I'm not in no fashion comparing ourselves to that or nobody, I'm just using that. But those people that knew Christ when he was younger tried to hold him to that standard. They tried to hold him to the standard of being just Joseph's son. They tried to hold him to the standard of being Mary's son. You know what I'm saying? Or just a kid from Galilee. Just a kid from Galilee, man. They tried to hold him to that standard. And people like to hold you to what they understand about you or what right. they're used to. And sometimes when you evolve, man, like Christ said, man, I got to get up out of Galilee, you know, right now to grow. He left to grow. And in a sense, man, we like left our environments to grow, and that's for everybody. You gotta leave your environment to grow. And when you got something, we talking about our business. People that know us may not support this business or, you know, the Finished Works brand per se, because it's Josh and Courtney. Like, nah, man, they on that. Nah, I remember Courtney used to be on this when he was on, you know, smoking weed with me in my house, or when Josh was over here doing this with, you know, such and such, or at the club or whatever, man. And, you know, people want to hold you to that, man. And you can look on Twitter, man, like with celebrities, well, such and such said this in 2012. Man, that probably don't even remember writing that and change. You know what I mean? That person... People dig up old dirt to throw on people, you know, throw on the flowers that's growing through that dirt. Like, they try to bury it. And nah, that ain't right. that no more. I evolved from there, and I apologize for, and I repent. See, and that's the thing, too. People don't know exactly what you repent about. I'm beyond that, bro. You can't hold me to something I repent
about.
Yeah,
that's nailed to the cross.
You know what I'm saying? That's nailed to the cross. That's right. That's nailed to the cross of everybody else's stuff. And if you holding me to that, then you holding yourself back, because what are you holding yourself back on? What are you holding yourself to? Yeah. Yeah.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
But it's a double standard, man.
It was going out a little bit.
It's a double standard.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, sometimes that can be wrapped up in jealousy and envy and, oh, well, they on that, they doing that.
I think that's what it is sometimes.
And then honestly, man, yeah, my true thoughts.
Comparison? You compare?
Right.
Go ahead. Well, go ahead. My true thoughts
on that, man, I like, for instance, man, like, putting all that to the side. When I see other people, man, trying to, you know, have clothing lines or do things in which we're doing, man, I always encourage them. You know what I mean? So if I'm climbing up the ladder as well, too, or, you know, let's say that the ladder's damaged, but I can still climb it. I'm like, hey, man, if you're going to climb this ladder, man, look out for the fourth rung, man. It's kind of loose. So skip that one and jump up this one so you don't fall and crack your head. Because I want you to be successful as well, too, mm-hmm. you know. Because even though we might be doing the same thing, our demographics are completely different. I know the reason in which I'm doing it. I'm not doing it to have worldly fame. I can care less about given a, you know, having the stage for Courtney to be on, you know what I mean? Like we told y'all from the start, the Finished Works brand is a platform to raise up Christ. That's it. You know, like he said in his word, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men into myself. So that's what it's about, man. It's not about, you know, trying to be in front of the world, man. I'm cool off of that. You know, I mean, from what we know from the scriptures, man, Satan even took Jesus up to a high mountain and all the kingdoms flashed in front of him. I'll give you these if you bow the knee to me. I'm straight. I don't want none of that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just want God lifted up. You know, I want to rock some cool clothes, man, that are not secular, that glorify Satan. I want something that the believer can rock. And God gave me an idea for it, and I just chased my dream, you know, the vision that he gave me with no, there was no really no instructions, man. It's kind of like a nav. I can't say for when, but if I was going to a different state, the navigation system only speaks to me when it, and that's how God is sometimes, yeah. Man. Hey, here's the vision. All right, cool. I know I need this, this, and that. But then he always will speak, hey, now you need this. Okay, now you need that. Turn here. Don't do that. Do this. You know what I mean? And I just follow. Not saying it's blind faith, man, but I'm hearing his voice like, hey, do this. You know, and then when I do it, I see the benefit from it. Oh, this unlocked that. This happened. This fell into place. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even worrying about somebody that's mad at me. I don't even really know you like that. You know what I mean? Like, I care. I don't really care what you got going on, because I'm not really chasing that type of stability, you know, or worldly fame, or trying to be, you know, just be puffed up full of pride and all of that, man. I just want to do what God's called me to do. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know what I mean? I'm not in a race with anybody. If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to try to play a song at the end, man. Billy Joel. That's Billy Joel. And I say that to piggyback, because he said, why should I worry? Why should I care? I just learned this word, but it's Savior Fair. S-A-V-O-I-R space. F-A-I-R-E, man, it just means the ability to act and speak appropriately in social situations. And I thought about that when you're talking, like, y'all holding me to something. I didn't know how to act. I didn't know how to speak. I didn't know how to do anything without Christ. I was just on my own merit, my own dime, my own time.
Boy.
And
I was my own God.
You know what I'm saying?
I believed in me.
Yeah.
I did things that I thought was right.
So you holding me to a dead person. I was dead then. I was a dead man walking, literally, spiritually. You holding me. That man's dead. I'm awoke now. So it is a thing, man. And people that don't want to support because of that, you know, some dirt. And this has not happened. We just talking and, you know, we just talking. We just having conversation. People that want to hold you back because of some old dirt. Or, you know, they're not forgiving you even when you already been forgiven from Christ, man. He repented. You already been convicted. All that good stuff, man. And now you're redeemed. Like, those people are missing out, and they don't understand.
Right. And we praying for y'all, man, because there ain't no hard feelings on our end, man. It's just you don't understand. Nah, but if I were to sit down with you one-on-one in the room, whoever you may be, you know, that conversation would happen, but I mean, I don't really have to explain myself to people that are not on the mission field with me at this point.
Nah.
Man, but just stay back, watch, see what happens and what God does. And, you know, Lord willing, if it's God's will, you know, that your heart will change too if it hasn't already, though, man. But I don't have time to be chasing, you know, the boogeyman or the ghost under the bed or nothing like that. You know, man, we got a lot of things to really knock out. Lives to impact, man, for Christ, and that's what we're gonna be doing.
Like in Ezekiel, man, don't waste good seed on bad soil.
Exactly. You know, we don't answer a fool today, folly. You know, we're not trying to have all those contentions, man. You know, you just want to be right, man. But I want to be right to win the soul over. You know, so, but I mean, as far as that situation is, man, you know, we're going to continue to press forward. Big things coming. I'm super excited, man.
Man.
Just stay tuned like we always say. But
let's I was trying to think of something just to lead the people with, man, but I think that was it, man. As far as when I say it, don't waste good seed on bad soil. Yeah. At the end of all that,
right?
You know,
Don't waste, and know who's for you, man. Like I said, I'm content with the 149 or 150 or 151 followers, man, because I believe it's God that gives us our following.
We are in that. Yeah, we are in that era now, man. You know, y'all stop asking me that question too. I'll be real upset on here. You know, people been, how many followers you got? Man, I don't care. Yeah. I don't know. That's where we at now, though. That's the era we are. Like, and it's weird. Like, at one point it was like strictly money and cars, and that's still going on too, but it's followers. That's where we are now. Like, your followers is, a, I guess, in that world is is like a mirror image of you. Like, man, you don't know, man.
Like, people, like, even though, like, on my personal page, I'm cool with the number I got because I think I know about 200 people, and I think that's cool. I think if I, like, really sat down, but people I went to school with, yeah, that's cool, but I don't want 10,000 followers, you know what I mean? Or people that I don't know just follow me being nosy, man.
Man, I don't think, and this is me, brainwaves and psychologically, I don't think we're made to look at that many people or that much or come in communication with that many people. Like, I think there's a reason why you was in this group and you were here with these people because you can't handle you can't, like, you ain't got that much brain power.
And I don't want to, man. Like, you and I, man, are very strategic. Like, for me, like, on my Instagram, I follow things that I like. Like, me, I like muscle cars. I like sneakers. I like fashion. I like workout. I really don't do motivational things on there because that can get a little tiresome. I'd rather just read the Bible and get that for myself.
Yeah, I did that too.
What else? Yeah. Oh, I like Bleacher Report sometimes, man. I just like seeing the highlights or whatever if I miss. But sometimes that can be real carnal. But I just get on peep and get off, man, because I know we spoke on this a few podcasts ago, a few weeks ago. I'm glad I had updated my iPhone, man, where they have the you can control how long you're on your phone, man. So I've been utilizing that, man. You know, YouTube shut down for the day, you know, purposely on my phone, man, so I can just focus on reading and things of that nature, man. So once again, time management. Yeah. I'm not on my phone. I'm in my boys' faces, letting them see dad, hear dad's voice, talking to him, laughing with him, you know, chilling with my wife, of course. So,
I need to get on that. I noticed, like, because I'll get, like, the notification. I just don't, like, know the number or whatever. But, like, well, sometimes I do. Hold on, let me backpack. I mean, track. Sometimes I do, but, like, I know, like, people follow you.
Oh, yeah, because they want you to follow back, man. Right. It don't hurt me. I mean, I don't really even know you. So that's cool.
But how do we, in a sense, though, how do we, for business, man, we just, you know, trying to get out there. And it shouldn't be a follow for a follow, right? You know what I mean? Like, I got to. I probably look lame to, actually I do, like, to some of the kids even, because I follow more people than when I have followers. I follow way more people than people that follow me. Wait, and I'm cool with that. I just like certain stuff, like you was just saying. But I'm not about to unfollow all those people so they can follow me back. I just don't care. I don't get bent out.
Yeah,
of shape.
That's the era in which we live in, man. Really, for me, okay, well, let's take our personal page, for instance, or not our brand page, right? We only follow one individual. You know what I mean? Yeah. But we got like 149, 150 plus followers. That's cool. Those are genuine people that want to see what the brand is about, how the brand's doing. They like the post. They like the interaction. I even had people DM us, hey, try us out. spend this such and such a month, and you get 5,000 followers. Like, you're not into that.
I'm not paying. Bro, I don't even like giving people money, so I ain't about to give you no money to, right. So people can follow me.
There's so many scammers out there, man.
So I can have some fake followers.
And there's people that do that, man. Dude got like, I know one guy, man, he got, I heard of this. I don't know the guy, but he paid, a pastor told this story, man, where a dude paid like such and such a month for these followers. He got over maybe 100,000 followers. So somebody basically made fake accounts and just followed this dude. I'm like, man, no, bro. You want affirmation. You want attention, man. Don't do that. And I don't even like calling people that follow us follow. That's basically, those are people that are inspired by what we do.
Yeah, I'm with you.
More like fat friends and family.
Yeah, it is hard to explain that because I don't ever want to be like, oh, he a fan. I don't even, if I was, I wouldn't want you to call me a fan, or I don't even want to be. Yo, I get it, man. I get it. Followers, yeah, I get it. I just got a bad taste,
we'll come
man.
Up with something, Annotation. Man. But I mean, we got people that follow the page, sure, man. Well, supporters. You know, we got brand supporters, man. And I don't want to see what you're doing on your personal page on the brand's feed. I only want to see what we doing at the time period, so I can, you know, put my analytical hat on and things on the back end, but that's not what that's for. You know what I mean? Like, we really don't.
We appreciate
those
that support. We don't. Yeah, it don't sound like ungrateful. We just saying like I'm not. If I got it, I don't know. I feel like an integrity thing for me too. Like, I'm not about to sacrifice integrity to go chase followers.
Work.
Like I said, I'm not about to give somebody some money just so I can get followers. I'm not doing that. And I know some kids in high school that do that, but I ain't gonna call y'all out. But
just stop. I can't do it.
I was a lot of boys doing
Let
that.
It be genuine, man.
And yeah, you don't want 100,000 followers. Really. That's major.
Absolutely,
that's major.
Man.
But yeah, man. Oh, we can always fall back though on follow us as we follow Craig. Sit with that ball. Right. Follow us as we follow Craig.
Yeah, that's what I got on my personal page, man. Follow me as follow the brand as we follow Craig, man. That's who you should be following, not man, because if you put us on a pedestal, we will let you down.
Man, one of my favorite things that Lecrae said like a while ago. He said, if you live for people's acceptance, you'll die from the rejection.
Yep.
And that's true. So, yeah, don't follow us. Follow us as we follow Christ. Look at us with grace and mercy. Because we going to mess up.
Always.
We going to mess up. So, yeah, man. Once again, y'all, finished brand podcast. We call that a wrap. And thanks for tuning in. Shout out to my Baron boys, Big game next week. Let's get it. Bearing up.
Yeah, good luck to y'all, man. I hope y'all pull that out, man. And we'll be back on, man, to speak on that win.
Monday, man. Well, you know, after we win this game.
Most definitely, man. We'll knock that one out, man. So God bless y'all, man. Until next time, man. It's the Finished Works brand. Peace.
Peace.